All right, how are you guys doing today? Everybody good? Okay, I am going to share for just a moment today about something I was reading in a book, or I was listening to a tape or something. I don't even know. Y'all, I listen to so many teachers and preachers and leaders, and I'm always trying to learn how to change who I am. And I'm trying to always figure out how to get the information that I need in order to unlock a truth that will take me to the next level. And so anyway, I'm listening to something or I'm reading something. I do not even remember where I saw it at or read it from. But anyway, this guy is outside working in his property. And a family pulls up and says, "Hey, we're going to be one of your new neighbors up here." Oh, that's nice. Okay, so what are the people like around here? And so the little man that was outside said, "Well, I don't know. What were they like where you came from?" And the guy said, "Oh, they were a bunch of dirty scoundrels." So the little man said, "Well, I reckon that's what you'll find around here." And the family drove off. A little bit later, another family came up and said, "Hey, we're going to be some of your new neighbors over here." Oh, great. Okay, so what are the people like around here? "Well, what were the people like where you came from?" And he said, "Oh, well, most of them were pretty decent, hardworking kind of folks." He said, "Well, I reckon that's what you'll find around here." And they left. And the reason he could say that to both of those people was because whatever you're looking for is what you're going to find. If you're a person that thinks everybody's taking advantage of you, if you're a person that feels sorry for yourself, if you're a person that sees yourself as a victim, if you're a person that sees yourself as beneath everybody else and not able to have a good life, then that's all you're going to see. But if you see yourself as a decent person and you get along with everybody and everybody pretty much does you fair and everybody's kind of good to you, then that's what you're going to see. Well, also, if you see yourself as a world leader, And the aid for other people, if you see yourself as going out and providing a better life for people, if you see yourself as a person that meets needs and shares the faith and all these things, you know what? That's who you're going to be too. How you see yourself right now and how you judge situations right now is not what the situation is. It's what you are. Let me explain. Is everybody here afraid of a snake? Not everybody is, though, right? So is the fear of snakes a real thing? If you're afraid of snakes, you think it's a real thing, right? You think there's something to fear, correct? But if you're not afraid of snakes, I see people put them all around their neck, carry them around, kiss them, act like they're wonderful, right? So the fear of snakes can't be a real thing, or everybody would be afraid of snakes. Does that make sense? I mean, use caution, but everybody's not afraid. Is everybody afraid of flying? A lot of people are afraid to fly. Is that fear a real thing that stops everybody? No. There's some people that love flying, right? So it's your own perspective is what you're seeing. You're seeing life through your eyes. You think you're seeing life correctly. You think when you see somebody and you say, "Oh my gosh, she's so mean. She's so rude. She's so this and that." To you, she may be that way. But to somebody else, they may say, "Oh my gosh, she is so brilliant. She is so successful," right? So what is she, right? You're not seeing her for who she is. You're seeing her for who you are. And it's the same way with every single thing in your life. If you want to see things, if you want to see your life as successful and going in the direction you want it to go in, you want to see yourself happy and full of peace. You want to see yourself, you know, enjoying your life, accomplishing the will of God for your life, knowing that you're fulfilling your purpose. Then the only thing you have to change is you. People think, they really think this. I thought this for years, over 40 years, I thought, Well, it's just not fair. I'm a girl. Trying to be a preacher, I'm a girl. It's just not fair. Well, I'm opinionated, you know. Maybe you come from the wrong side of the tracks. Maybe you're a certain ethnicity. Maybe you are from a certain place. Maybe you have a certain IQ. Maybe you're smart. Maybe you're not. Maybe you're gorgeous. Maybe you're not. Maybe you're, you know, whatever it is, right? Maybe you're nice. Maybe you're rude. What you are is the thing that's determining what kind of life you have. And the most beautiful thing about this, I'm telling you guys, this is the most beautiful part of this, is you can become whatever you want to become. And nothing or nobody else will exercise their authority over you to hold you back. It can't happen. God will not do it. He gave you a free will. God himself will not make you do anything the way he... If, do you think that God is making us do what we're doing now? People blame God. People blame God for what's going on in their life. If God was getting his way, do you think any of his children would be living with the problems so many people live with? No. I wouldn't do that to my children. My children would not be living with problems and sickness and abuse and violence and crime. And if it was all my way, it wouldn't be going that way. But we want to blame God. We want to say, well, you know, it's God's will. It is not God's will. He says in 3 John 2, I wish above all things that you prosper and you're healthy. That's his plan. That's what his wish for you is. So we get out here, though, we want to blame somebody else where we don't have to take responsibility for it. You are empowered when you take responsibility for where you're at. You are so in the driver's seat. You get to decide where you end up. You can walk out these doors of this building right now and literally end up in any place on the planet. You can walk out this door right here. From this place that you're at right now, there is a way for you to get anywhere on this planet. There's a way. There's a path. Where do you want to end up when you walk out of this building? You are the only one that gets to decide that. You're the one that gets to decide that. And you can look at people that have all the odds stacked against them. And we can all sit around and say, you know, who would have thought? Like, if you look at Arnold Schwarzenegger, and here he is, some little boy in some foreign land, and he wants to be a Mr. America. Oh, not Mr. America, whatever it is, a bodybuilder, you know what I'm saying? And he's got these posters on his wall, and that's what he wants to do. He wants to do that. He was the top guy. I don't even know all these things. It's like he was Mr. Universe or something for bodybuilding. And he was just a little scrawny kid that came from nowhere. And here he gets there. And then he decides, I want to go to America. I want to be an actor. He couldn't even speak our language. And then when he did learn how to speak our language, he didn't sound that good. But you know what? He dreamed. He believed. He kept working towards it. And the next thing you know, he gets a role. And it's the perfect role. And he's successful. Then he gets another play, another movie. And next thing you know, he's a famous actor. Then he says, I want to go into politics. But no, he said, I want to marry a Kennedy. Then he goes, I want to go into politics. Everything he set his mind to do, he did it. He did it. And you can say, well, it's because he did this. No, he had more challenges than you have. He had a lot of challenges. And people tell you things. They say, you can't do that. You can't do that. Don't get your hopes up high. People in our family just don't make that kind of money. People in our family, where we come from, people don't make... Hey, just because they haven't done it doesn't mean it can't be done. Because all you have to do is change you. All you have to do is believe that that's where you're going to be. That's all you have to do is believe that that's who you are. And as you believe that's who you are, you'll become it. And the way you judge situations. Right now, you have an opinion about everybody sitting in this room. You have an opinion about every single person in this room. I have an opinion about every single person in this room. And my opinion and your opinion may be similar, but they're not going to be exact. Why? Because you're seeing every person from in this room from your perspective. And I'm seeing everything in this room by my perspective. Pay attention to what your perspective is. If you walk around all the time thinking, oh, they got more than I do, or they're wealthier than me, or they're stuck up, they're too good, they think this and they think that, then you're the one that needs to change. Don't wait for the people to change. You need to change you. You need to take this to God and say, God, why am I jealous of these people? They can't stop me. You and me, God, we can do anything. Teach me how to overcome where I'm at. I pray, God, that you will reveal to me truth and set me free from thinking that wealth is not for me, or thinking that success is not for me, or thinking that somehow I don't qualify to have a wonderful, happy family, or I don't qualify to get to go travel the world and have adventures, or I don't qualify to get to be a person that has influence. Whatever you're seeing in your life that you think somehow somebody else has and you're never going to get it because you're not as good as them. Well, if I was white. Well, if I was a guy. Well, if I was tall. Well, if I spoke French. Well, if I did. Whatever your thinking might be. None of that is true. God is no respecter of persons. The only thing, there are successful people in every single genre, in every single ethnicity, in every single skin type, in every single gender, in every single everything, intelligent level, in every single, you name it, there's somebody that's successful with that category. To think you've got to be something different than you are is not true. All you have to do is change what you believe. God knew what he was making when he made you. You're his child. You are his child. You're just as much his child. You're just as much favored. You're just as much planned. And he's just as proud of you. And he has just as big of a calling on your life as any other person on this planet. The enemy comes in with all his lies, with all his deceptions, with all his, well, you came from the wrong side. Well, you had these problems. And, oh, well, you know, you're dyslexic. Oh, well, you know, you got ADHD or what. You know, he'll come in with all these excuses and try to disqualify you. You're qualified. Jesus qualified you. He justified you. You are justified. You are capable and you are perfect to do whatever God created you to do. You are. And the only way you won't make it is if you believe you can't. I see this sign all the time. These people that own this business put it out on their thing. It says, whether you think you can or whether you think you can't, you're right. Because if you think you can't, you will not be able to do it. And if you think you can, you will be able to do it. So regardless of what you think, you are right. If you don't make it in life and become what you want to be and have what you want to have and live the life that you want to live, it will only be because you have allowed the lies that have been told to you, or you have allowed yourself to be a victim, or you have allowed yourself to be lazy, you have allowed yourself to just accept mediocrity. That's fine. It is absolutely fine. I'm not going to judge nobody. You know what? Everybody can do their own thing. But don't get mad at me because I'm going all the way to the top. And I would love nothing more than to take the people that I love with me. But everybody ain't going to go because they don't want to. Trust me, they tell me straight to my face. That's fine. But those of us that want to go are going all the way to the top. Amen? All right. Thank you so much for joining us. This is our morning chapel service in the mornings at school. So tune in next time, and we'll keep teaching the Word of God. Bye, guys.